What's up? First of all, I want to thank you for clicking on the link. Thank you for your support. You know what I mean? That definitely means a lot to me. Definitely the views been going up as the podcast goes on. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. Wouldn't be nothing without y'all. Pretty soon, you know what I mean? We want to get more guests on and talk, you know what I mean? Expand on topics, you know, outlaw topics that we can get y'all involved with. Like I said, happy 4th and all that good stuff. If you heard that track coming on in, that was that Duval and Snoop Smile. That joint cracked me up, man. I fucks with it heavy. All right, man. We got a lot to talk about today. It might be a little longer than usual show today. And I might even break it up into part 2 for y'all. I might hit y'all with 2 tonight or 1 now and 1 later. We'll just see how it goes. We just going to keep it open. But we just going to turn up gears. That's what I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to let y'all know we're going to turn it up. Podcast might be a little longer on some episodes. You know what I mean? We're going moving up and keep elevating. All right, first thing I want to talk about is give y'all an update on the Antoine Rose protest. You know what I mean? Over the 4th of July, they were busy. Ain't take no breaks. Hit them with the surprise protest. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all of them that put it together, that showed up and did their thing. They put one together on the 4th of July, actually. And they blocked the intersection in Mount Lebanon. And also, I'm hearing that they were outside of the judge's house that gave Michael Roosevelt, the cop that shot Antoine Rose Jr., that gave him his unsecured $250,000 bond. Now, if you don't know what that is, I'll explain it again. The unsecured bond means he just turned himself in 30 minutes. As soon as they're done with his paperwork, he got right back out. Who's to say that he even got locked up being a cop? You know what I mean? They might have just said, here, come there, do your paperwork. He might have been in the waiting room watching TV or something, getting processed. You know what I'm saying? They ain't had, you know what I mean? Off the GP, he's a cop, and they know what they're going to do to him as soon as they get him in. You know what I mean? So, again, protesters were out there for that. You know, shutting down the intersection and also out his house. I'm going to get into the article if you want to go with me. It's on CBS Pittsburgh news.com. I'm going to just read it for y'all real quick. Protesters block busy intersection in Mount Lebanon. Protesters unhappy with East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Roosevelt is not behind bars after the fatal shooting of Antoine Rose in a traffic stop in June were blocking the Washington Road at Connor Road and Gilskin Road in Mount Lebanon on Wednesday afternoon. Earlier that day, the protesters demonstrated outside the house of Judge Jeffrey Manning. The protesters are upset Manning allowed Roosevelt to remain free under house arrest. Again, like I said, if you heard last episode, I was talking about how the mayor wrote a letter to that judge, to the same judge, and, you know, obviously to no avail. We have no new news saying that he's going to be locked up or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? He's still out. Yes, under house arrest, but he's still out, and that's not up to par. You know what I mean? That's not what we want in our community. We don't want murderers not having to do the specific time that everybody else has to do. Cop or no cop. If you're a dirty cop, you should be held to a higher standard of law. You know what I mean? So shouts out to the protesters holding it down, all the organizers, to everybody that showed up, to the kids. You know what I mean? Shouts out to them. And I'm going to keep y'all updated on that. Now, before we take a break, I also wanted to cover something else that happened in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Now, being that it happened in my state, I feel bad for not covering it originally when it happened. I think I've seen a lot of people sharing it. I was just upset by the graphic of it. That's why I didn't share it. But there's a video of a black man being tasered in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Now, he was complying with the police officer. I'm going to just explain it before I get into the, give you, you know what I mean, the background of what happened before I read the article about what's going on now. Just give you a quick background. The video shows an officer tasing a young black man that is sitting down. Video starts with the black man sitting down. Now, the cop is screaming orders at him, telling him to spread his legs out. Now, if you see, you know what I mean, once you see the video, you see his back is turned to the cop. He is just sitting down with his hands on his lap. And I'm like, first thing I came up was, why is he just screaming at him to straighten his legs out? And that's what the cop is telling him, straighten your legs out. Why does it matter? Why can't you just come up and do your job and put his hands, tell him to place his hands behind his back and arrest him or put his hands on top of his head? That's what every time I've been approached by a cop, they tell you, why is it straightening his legs out? I was confused by that. I'd imagine the dude, the black guy in there, was confused by him telling him to straighten his legs out. Now, the cop told him to straighten his legs out at least 3 times. Now, after this, he proceeds to tase him. Let me just say, I believe that. I think that was extremely extra. You know what I mean? As I said, he didn't walk up to him to say, hey, I'm telling you to straighten your legs out. You know what I mean? And proceed to try to straighten him out. He just tased him. Dude was showing no sign of aggression to be tased. You know what I mean? And looking at the law, you have to be showing some type of sign of aggression in order for a cop to be use that amount of force on you. If he's showing no threat and he's complying, he's sitting down. What, you know what I mean? What does it matter where his legs are over here and it twisted up or something? How you know his legs, you know what I mean, wasn't broke or something? Like, what if he couldn't move his legs? All you need him to do is just comply and show his hands if he's already sitting down. So, all right, I'm going to get into it. He tased him. Used excessive force. So now he has a lawsuit, you know what I mean, which is I think he has every right to do so. So if you want to come with me, we're going to go to ebony.com. Yeah, ebonynews.com. Black man tasered by Lancaster police files lawsuit. All right, Sean Williams, 27, is suing a Lancaster, Pennsylvania cop and the city police department after he was shot with a taser. Sorry, my whole phone just flashed real quick. Okay, taser last Thursday night while sitting on the curb while waiting to be arrested. The civil rights lawsuit alleges that the officer, Philip Burnett, used excessive force and that Williams was racially profiled and received inadequate medical attention. According to Lancaster Online, the suit was filed Monday, July 2nd in U.S. District County District Court, Eastern District of Pennsylvania. The plaintiff is seeking an excess of $75,000 in damages against the Lancaster City Borough Police and officer individually and as a cop. Okay, the incident was captured on Facebook, has since been going viral. In it, the cop can be heard telling Williams, who is sitting on the curb when he arrived, to put his leg straight out or you're getting tased. Williams is seen putting his leg out but keeping them bent, as I said earlier. Another officer warns Williams to straighten out his leg or he will be hit with a stun gun. He is then shot with a taser after he pulls his legs back up to the curb. He also claims he was taken into custody and not given medical attention for some hours in the statement. Police said Williams' refusal to cross his legs was a form of noncompliance and usually indicates that the subject is preparing to fight or flee the scene. In a lawsuit, he said he was surprised officers arrived and asked him to take a seat on the curb because he had not done anything wrong. He also alleges that he complied without resisting. The Lancaster County District Attorney's Office said in a statement on Twitter Friday, "We are aware of the taser incident in Lancaster and have seen the videotape. The proper procedures are ongoing." Now, immediately, this takes me to the situation whenever the dude was on his phone. I just popped up my head. First thing, the dude that was on his phone, one of my earlier shows, and he was looking at his phone, and they took that as a sign of non-compliance, as they say, and aggression. So you mean to tell me, cops on you, you can't even sit down now, like, without getting tased? What type of shit is this? You know what I mean? It's getting out of hand, man. It is, and he didn't even do nothing. They didn't even have no call about him doing nothing. It didn't say no, they had a call of a robbery or something in the area, or they thought he had a gun. They just, so random cop just run up on you for no reason, tell you sit down and straighten your legs out. Like, it don't make no sense, man. It don't make no sense. So I hope he get not only $75,000, I hope he get more for the fact that they didn't excuse me, let me get some water, date it and let him get medical attention. What type of stuff is that? Now, every time, I know when you get tased, it sends electricity through your body. And our heartbeat is controlled by that electricity. So when that shocks your heart, it could kill you. It might not kill you now, but it could kill you later if your heartbeat is beating erratically, irregular, or whatever. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I at least know that. You know what I mean? So that's not right. I think they have a good case to sue, you know what I mean, the department for their policy, the cop, and him as a human being for being racist. Because like I said, that reminds me of the guy that was holding his phone and got was assaulted. You know what I mean? That guy kind of fought back, but this guy, you can see on the tape, he was doing nothing to deserve that. So I hope he get all his money. I'm going to take a quick break. I don't know what story I'm going to hit y'all with next, but we're going to be talking about a lot, from Tupac to 50 Cent, Chris Brown, and Nas getting a deal with another deal with Amazon. So range of topics. Just let me take a quick break, and we're going to be back with one of them. All right? All right, I'm back in. That was that new Drake, Survival. Shouts out to him, going platinum in the week. Definitely hot new hip-hop coming out this summer. Plus Young Buck at 10 Plugs. We're going to have some of that coming up later. You know what I mean? Get y'all some samples of that if you ain't already checked it out on Spotify or whatnot. Got the link on my page for that as well, my Facebook page. And shouts out to Wiz. Wiz Khalifa got Rolling Papers coming out July 13th. You know what I mean? So we want to make sure y'all ready for that. Definitely big summer. Definitely hot new music coming out this summer. All right, the next story is going to be about Chris Brown buying a new $350,000 bulletproof SUV. Now I'm covering the story because, you know what I mean, this interests me. You know what I mean? I'm particularly interested in dope cars, dope trucks, you know what I'm saying? But it being bulletproof is a plus. You know what I mean? Because to keep it street legal and being able to, you know what I mean, drive around with all that bulletproof paneling and bulletproof windows, you know what I'm saying? That's big. You know what I mean? That's definitely something interesting. So we're going to check it out. We're going to go to hotnewhiphop.com. Let me get and read it. It looks like Chris Brown is taking some extreme precautionary measures to assume his safety on the road. According to TMZ, the Heartbreak on a Full Moon singer just bought a brand new tank that cost him $350,000. Looking like a tank out of a superhero movie, the khaki-colored bulletproof vehicle is indeed street legal and features a plethora of crazy accessories, including smoke screens, thermal night vision capability, which is viewable on a display screen, electronic door handles to shock any approaching intruders. That's dope. An easily deployable defense spike strip. It's like some James Bond shit, you know what I mean? Among other things. In addition, the vehicle can also withstand multiple rounds from automatic weapons too. In other words, it's pretty much a war tank and it's street legal. This apparently isn't Chris's first, what's this called? The vehicle is Rizvani vehicle either. He also owns a 2015 version called the Beast, adding to his extensive car collection. Chris reportedly ordered the tank several months ago and was just recently delivered to him. As for why he needs such an over-the-top defense mechanism is unknown, but I guess you can't be too safe out there in the streets. Like I said, that's the article they got on there. Joint is tight though, you know what I mean? If you're interested in cars and bulletproof cars, you know what I mean? Definitely dope. And it's looking like that's the new popular thing to do, you know what I mean, with rap artists. You know what I mean? Now he R&B, but you know what I mean, if you look back at what's his name, the kid from Tennessee, I forgot, he was beefing with Yo Gotti, but I'm sure y'all correct me on his name. But you know what I mean, he made the song 100 Shots, got shot at, and he was in the bulletproof joint, you know what I mean? So, hey, now, of course, he later got shot on, you know what I mean, later on. But, hey, in that incident, he was good. So, you know, shouts out to Chris Brown, keeping it safe. You know what I mean? Spending the money wisely. I think when you invest in something for your protection, You know what I mean? Being that something that's going to secure you, I think that's big. Something you can invest in, because it's going to protect you and let you keep making the money. So that's a sound investment. You know what I mean? Shouts out to him. Now I'm going to take another break real quick. You know what I'm saying? Be right back. You know what I mean? I think we're going to talk about the Nas Amazon deal. Yeah. We're going to talk about Nas Amazon deal when we get back. And yeah, I'll be right back. All right. I'm back in. Thanks for sticking around. All right. Now, next segment, before I get into the article, you know what I mean? I just want to express how big it is, how important it is, I mean, however, for rappers to invest their money soundly. You know what I mean? In the past, we had 50 Cent, you know what I mean, with the vitamin water. You know what I mean? Nowadays, we got, you know what I mean, Nas with this Amazon deal, which I'm about to get into. You know what I mean? So shouts out for them evolving, you know what I'm saying, and keeping them pushing, keeping the culture moving. You know what I mean? You got P. Diddy with the Revolt. You know what I mean? You got, you know, Wiz and Burner with the marijuana dispensaries, you know what I mean, legal marijuana. You know what I mean? Game also invested in that. So we wanna send a special shout out to them. You know what I mean? And also let the younger rappers know, you know what I mean, this is how you evolve them, even make more money. Yeah, the tours is good, the tours is nice, but you also want to invest that money in order to make more money. So you can be set up to, you know what I'm saying, get back to the community or whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? You just want more than just the music to pay off. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into Nas's situation though, specifically. I don't know if you heard about earlier the year, he actually sold a doorbell ring, I think it was, to Amazon. We're going to get into the article, but he got a big check out of that and he's getting another one. The Sound Investments and stories like this I always want to cover, you know what I mean, to support black, you know what I'm saying, black excellence, to show these young cats how you invest your money properly in order to get it back. You know what I mean? We like to celebrate that win as much as we like to celebrate a hot album, which Nas has a hot album now, so we want to also celebrate his Amazon wins. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to thesource.com. I'll just read this quick as I can, straight from the source. 2018 has been a good year for Nas. Earlier this year, the Queensbridge rapper made $40 million after Amazon bought a doorbell company from him for $1.1 billion. Most recently, he made his return to music following the release of his Kanye West-produced album, Nas Here. Now, he continues to build his business portfolio as Amazon has agreed to take another company off his hands. This time, it's an online pharmacy called PillPack. The company is door-to-door service, which allows customers to purchase medication online and have it delivered to their door. Recognizing the value early on, Nas and his Queensbridge venture partner began investing in PillPack back in 2014. They helped raise $8.8 million since then. PillPack secured $118 million in a private capital investment before the retail giant stepped in. With the deal set to be finalized this fall, pharmacy owners TJ Parker and Elliot Cohen are expected to make $100 million each. Nas and the QVP will receive their shares soon after. To their credit, they built a solid record track with prior investments in Lyft and Genius. Nas also expanded his Sweet Chick restaurant business with several locations throughout New York City. More and more, Nas and other rappers like 21 Savage are seeing the value in placing their money into ventures that retain or increase in value. Excuse me. So shout out to 21 Savage. I don't know about his situation. You know what I mean? Of course, I talked about people that, excuse me, there you go, that I'm familiar with. But you know what I mean? Shout out to 21 Savage as well. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to leave nobody out. But yeah, man, that's big news. That's big news for Nas, man, keeping that thing pushing. I think last thing I talked about Nas, he was talking about how, what's his name? Jay-Z and Beyonce dropped this, you know what I mean, the album the same day as him. And you know what I mean? 50 was, I covered how 50 was talking about that, how are they trying to, you know what I mean, cut the check, how, you know what I mean, how it was looked at from the outside as far as selling records. So it was good to see that it really don't matter. Nas gonna get his money even if he don't drop the CD. You can even say he didn't even need to drop the CD. He's actually doing good business wise. Now, you know what I mean? I don't know about Jay-Z and how Tidal's doing. You know what I mean? like I said, I don't want to air nobody dirty laundry out there, but he does have a lot of lawsuits. Jay-Z does have a lot of lawsuits going on with Title and other, you know what I mean, stuff pending besides that. You know what I mean? So, but shouts out to him. You know what I mean? We hope he end up good. You know what I mean? Black business stay, you know what I mean? Black business and stay profitable. You know what I mean? But back to Nas, you know what I'm saying? And the pharmaceutical thing, that's a big move. Yeah, that's a big move. You know what I mean? I see a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I seen one person cover the story. I ain't going to say no names or whatever. And their perspective is they had a problem with him having a pharmacy company. Now, normally I wouldn't, you know what I mean, respond to that. I like to keep it, you know what I mean, not even giving no attention. That's why I'm not going to say their name, but you know what I mean? I just like, I don't want the culture to get the wrong MO because, oh, he's picking up pharmacies. You know what I mean? The Zannies does so much to the community. Okay, there is drug abuse from pharmacies in the community, whatever. Or the doctors, you know what I'm saying? They got to understand where it comes from, though. Being the doctors may be giving false prescriptions or these other kids stealing off of other kids or selling them to them. You know what I mean? But from the pharmacy, being able to have it delivered straight to your house, that's big. You know what I mean? That's good for the community. And you know what I mean? I know I get pick up my pharmacy stuff and I got to walk, you know what I'm saying, or drive over there to get it. If I can have my stuff delivered on a day that, you know what I mean, that I'm supposed to have it, then that's awesome for me. That's the one less trip I got to take. You know what I mean? Especially if they know what day they're going to have it or the insurance can cover it, whatever, before, you know what I mean, beforehand. And that's got to be better, good for the elderly people. Because I know a lot of elderly people who don't, like, you know what I mean, want to go out and get their meds, drive out, like my grandmother for one, you know what I mean? My next door neighbor's mother for another, you know what I mean? So that's big. Shouts out to Nas for the, you know what I'm saying, the new business ventures, getting big money out of them, you know what I mean? I'm going to take another break, and we'll come back. Let's see what we're going to talk about here. Man, I got a couple stories here to talk about. You know what? We're going to cover second key witness on C. Murder. Another witness came out, Clarence C. Murder. You know what I mean? Now, I got to do a little research on it. I'm not too familiar with what's going on. Like I said, I'm covering multiple stories, so I'm reading a lot of what's going on. So we're going to get into that one together, and I'll be right back. All right. All right, what's up, y'all? I'm back in it. That was that new Young Buck energy off his new CD, 10 Plugs, available on Spotify. If you haven't already, check that out. It's definitely a banger. Every track, back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? You can run that through the whole summer. You know what I'm saying? Run it back from start to finish the whole summer. That's what's one of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting y'all know what it is off the top. Shout out Cashville, the whole, you know what I'm saying, label. Shout out G Unit, you know what I'm saying? Give me a second sip. All right. Now, our next story about C Murder. If you remember last week, we had, you want to go back and listen to the show, go ahead, you know what I mean? If you haven't already, but for those who have, we talked about C Murder and how one of the major witnesses recanted their whole statement. You know what I mean? Was saying how they was, the situation was they was, you know, scared of the police putting a charge on them. You know what I mean? And they in a situation with a baby mama. You ain't gonna get into it all the way. You know what I mean? Because we probably just want to get right back into it in the article. I just skimmed over the article, and you know what I mean? It looks like they go into it again about the first witness recanting. Well, now we got a second witness recanting their statement. You know what I mean? Now, these were both of the major key witnesses that the DA had for the charge C Murder. See, you know what I mean? Like, we just want to let it go from the rip. Free C Murder. You know what I mean? Because now the second witness recanting, you know what I mean? That's crazy. I just had to express that before I even get into this. What is going on with this trial? That two of the, you know what I mean? Two of the witnesses recanting. You know what I mean? Shouts out to both of them. Like I said, we don't know their situation, but shouts out to them for being able to come out of their personal situation and speak up now. You know what I mean? Some of y'all may not know how dangerous it is to go against the police in the South, especially when you get in them states like Louisiana, You know what I mean? Which is No Limit was based out of. And you get into Mississippi, you get into Alabama. Some of the rural South places that was bad in the 60s is still bad now. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into it. If you want to come on the Double XL with me. Like I said, the article kind of lengthy, but we're going, you know what I'm saying, we're going to push through it so we can catch up, you know what I mean, and discuss the outcome and see what's going on. All right. Both witnesses in the trial see murder for his alleged role in the 2002 nightclub shooting have recanted their testimony, identifying the rapper C. Murder as the gunman. Newspaper reports that Darnell Bland sent a handwritten letter on the 24th to the 24th District of Court on Monday that claims that Jefferson Parish office tricked him into identifying C. Murder as the shooter. Jordan says authorities arrested and detained him as a maternal witness until he agreed to testify against the rapper in Miller's original 2003 trial, which resulted in a retrial, and his 2009 trial, which ended with Miller's life sentence. Jordan also claims his testimony was based on a piece of paper handed to him by Sheriff Office Detective Donald Kloger. Quote, "I was scared of him," end quote, Jordan wrote in his affidavit. He added, quote, "I'm certain that Corey Miller did not shoot Steve Thomas," end quote. The report comes less than a week after another witness in the 2009 trial, Kenneth Jordan, also recanted his testimony in his own affidavit. Kenneth Jordan claims detective coerced him into identifying C. Murder as the shooter in 2003 by threatening to charge him for the death of the then recently deceased newborn child during Miller's retrial in 2009. Kenneth Jordan told police that his 2003 statement was wrong, but they still forced him to testify anyway. When C. Murder was found out that Jordan recanted his testimony, he spoke from prison over the phone. Quote, "I want him to know I'm not upset with him. I'm proud of him." This is C. Murder talking. "And me and my family and my daughters, we thank him for real. This is a life-changing moment," end quote. He said, man, shout out to C. Murder, man. Shout out to C. Murder, man. He goes on. C. Murder goes on in his statement that he released. Quote, "I'm not going to lie. These last 16 years have been a difficult struggle. I've been snatched away from my family, separated from my kids, my career, everything. And I just want it back. My heart hasn't smiled since I've been locked up for 16 years. And I just want them to know my heart is smiling," Miller continued. C. Murder's attorney, Paul Barker, has petitioned the court to vacate the conviction and order a new trial. Mr. Miller is indeed innocent of the murder for which he has been convicted, and it is high time the legal conviction, and sentence be reversed and vacated. Barker wrote an immediate memorandum filed on Monday. Miller, a brother of Master P and Silk the Shocker, has consistently maintained his innocence from behind bars. Earlier this year, he joined a hunger strike protesting conditions at the penitentiary in Angola, Louisiana. So like I said, man, shout out to Master P. Shout out Silk the Shocker. Free C. Murder, man. C. Murder, hold your head, man. I'm glad to hear that he ain't got no hard feelings against them dudes, man. Because, you know, he could easily say something else. And I'm glad C. Murder ain't say that, man. We want to see C. Murder free. You know what I mean? It's sad to see that them down south cops see a black man shining. They don't like that. You know what I mean? They ain't like that. And there was a time back in the day where No Limit was running it. You know what I mean? If you ask Uncle Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Master P showed people how to get money. You know what I mean? He showed people how to get money in the music game. And it wasn't no stinginess about it. You know what I mean? Snoop Dogg will tell you all about it when he went to No Limit. You know what I mean? So we want to see C. Murder free. You know what I mean? We want to support him to the fullest. You know what I mean? And I'm going to keep y'all definitely updated. I don't know what they got to do. Like I said, they looking like they have to give him another trial. But I'm like, if that whole trial is predicated on this, man, it should be like, throw it out. No double jeopardy. They can't even charge him with this again. They should let him out today. let him out today and say there can be no other mistrial in the way that they can't even try him again. Now, I'm not familiar 100% with the law behind that, but that got to be the way to go, man. Like, this dude spent 16 years of his life behind bars. Now, it goes needless to say that he going to have a civil suit against him. You know what I mean? Whenever he's free. And I think from this point on, like, the price should just keep going up. The price should just keep going up. Especially since, you know what I mean, we hear about the hunger strike of the prison conditions that he's in right now. You know what I mean? He goes from living lavish, earning for his people. You know what I mean? Shout out to him, because I heard he did a lot for his community even back then. You know what I mean? And that's not even, you know what I mean, common knowledge now, but they did a lot for the community. No Limit did. So, like I said, we want to see him free. And we want to see, you know what I mean, the people that did this, either the cops that did this, either fired and put in jail and sue the whole system, the whole, everybody that has something to do with it. Even, you know what I mean, the police department, whoever, ain't even know who didn't know. Everybody, you know what I mean, your whole, or everybody paying out of pocket their money. Because in prisons nowadays, it's big business. People invest in these prisons and they get money from the state or the federal to take care of these people in jail. So they got the money. They just gonna have this time for them to pay up. Straight up, man. Shouts out to C-Murder. Free C-Murder. Hold your head, man. We gonna hold you down from out here. We gonna spread the word. You know what I mean? Let them know. You know what I mean? Now, I think I'm gonna end this episode. Like I said, I'm gonna get into another Young Buck. I'm gonna play another Young Buck for y'all off that 10 plugs. Shout out to him. That new video, Too Rich is out. You can check my Facebook page for that as well. That video is hot. If you ain't already seen it, Can't Lose is out as well. That video jumping, he dropped that a little while ago. You know, you can check out my page for that, or you can just search it on YouTube. You know what I mean? Again, shout out Young Buck. You know what I mean? Shout out Drake. Two new hot albums you can put in rotation consistently. Shout out J-Rock. You know what I mean? Another hot album. So all we want to do is promote hot music and keep it moving, man. This summer's jumping. Ain't nothing else you can say about that. This summer is jumping. Now, I'm going to close shop on this episode right now, but I'm going to come right back. Right back. You know what I'm saying? Right back. All right? Stick around. One.